The Ohio High School football playoff field has been cut in half, and the remaining schools have reached the regional quarterfinals of the 2024 OHSAA postseason. We welcome you to this week's edition of the OHSAA football playoff preview show. I'm your host, Marty Bannister. Thanks for being with us for the next 30 minutes as we set the scene across Ohio for this week's second-round playoff games. In this week's show, we'll talk with OHSAA football administrator Bo Rugg to go inside the job of running Ohio high school football. We will also get reports from around Ohio to set the scene in your region. There are two games that will be played on Saturday this week, but all other games kick off at 7 o'clock this Friday night. But first, let's step aside for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association, and when we come back, we'll get right into our conversation with Bo Rugg. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association football playoff preview show.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
Practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. Naturally, gang, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Pro Football Hall of Fame invite you to Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium for the OHSAA Football State Championships December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Come to Canton and be part of the pinnacle of the high school football season. Visit OHSAA.org for playoff information and tickets, including special youth football team ticket packages. Make it a weekend to remember in Canton with the OHSAA and the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
At the Ohio High School Athletic Association, our student athletes are going pro at being
coachable,
a good student,
responsible,
dependable,
respectful,
a good student,
dependable,
a good teammate.
Representing my school,
I'm going pro at being
a good student.
Let's go pro at respecting the game.
Respect the game.
Respect the game.
Respect the game.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm your host, Marty Bannister. Earlier week, we caught up with Bo Rugg at the OHSAA office. Here's our interview with the OHSAA Football Administrator and Director of Officiating, Bo Rugg.
High school football playoff time, Bo. It's the most exciting time of the year for you, I think, in a lot of respects. Take us through the week getting ready for these games. What's it like? What's the office like? It's a busy time, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is the best time of the year. But the 36 hours from Saturday about noon to Monday morning is really crunch. Getting all the teams in, the 224 teams, making sure they're in the brackets. They have till 10 o'clock, I think, in the morning on Sunday to challenge anything that's in the Harbin. But after that's done, then we got to put in about 1,200 officials after we get the teams in. And I got some people helping me in different districts, but it's a lot. It's just a lot of input and getting things squared away before, you know, Monday at noon about. But, you know, once you get through that initial big push, then we just get to concentrate on games and really excited to go see some games.
A couple of years back when the playoffs were expanded, Bo, obviously a lot of different opinions on that. But I think if you go back and really take time and look at it, it's been a success. Let me get your thoughts on that. I think you see that when you get out to games on Friday nights, these schools that get a chance to host a first-round game or a second-round game. It means a lot to them, doesn't it?
It really does. And, you know, interestingly, it's all about opportunity. And most of the teams that are in that 13 to 16 range are really grateful for the opportunity to go play. And some of that is they may know they're going to get beat, but they're showing their kids what it's like to be successful with the other team. And then we've had teams, you know, just in Central Ohio, I mean, Hartley had to win week 10 to get in. And I wouldn't want to play them. And so, You know, I think you get a lot of people that are in competitive, have competitive schedules, and they get in at that, and you really don't want to play. I mean, we saw Springfield, 12 seed, get to the final. So I think it's a lot of fun and creates a lot of great atmospheres.
I think a lot of times, too, Bo, you can kind of compare it to maybe at the collegiate level, teams that go to a bowl game. That's just an extra week with your kids. And a lot of these programs, Bo, they kind of use that as a jump starter to next season.
100% true. I just was talking to a team this week, and they were in. They got in because another team had to drop. And they said, oh, we just see it as an opportunity for us to have some more practice and get people in and competitive. And it's a good thing. It's a fun time, and I like it that they all get to experience that.
You mentioned the teams that decided not to play, and there are various reasons for that. That's something, though, that's out of this office's realm, though. It's up to the school. It's up to the administration to make that call, isn't it?
Yeah, initially we have a date to opt out pretty early, October 1 or something like that. Because it's important that everybody sees what's happening leading in. But we're going to get one or two. I think we had one this year, that their kids, they don't have a lot of kids to begin with. They got a lot of injuries in week 10. And they just said, you know, I just don't think we can field a team. I get that. But the earlier we know, the better, because someone, if you know you're vying for it, then you're prepared. And so it took a little bit to get, when that team dropped, to get the other teams in, but it worked out.
The move to the games, all games on Friday nights until you get to Canton, that's been a positive move too, hasn't it?
Well, for teams, very positive. Coaches love that. And they're creatures of habit. You know what the deal is. It's Friday night you play, Saturday morning you come in and get out the soreness, Sunday you take the day off and you start Monday. You play Saturday, you don't get that because school starts Monday. So they were very passionate about it when they asked for it. It's better for me logistically in things. It's bad for me and for you is we don't get to see as many games. That's the downside. But other than that, it's been very positive.
You mentioned logistics a moment ago. I think that's always an interesting thing that factors into this, especially when we get past the second round. You have to start looking at sites and things on those lines. What's the planning process for that, Bo? How far in advance are you looking at potential sites?
Excellent question. We send out a survey asking schools to put in to host, and we've got about, I don't know, 140-some that sent it back. So we've already looked at our list, and if we have some on there that we say, we don't have some of our usual suspects, let's reach out to them and get the list compiled. And then we'll meet next week, next Tuesday, with my committee. I have a group of people, some athletic directors, some administrators from around the state that help me on that, and because they know their areas as well as anybody. And so we meet on a Tuesday, look at possible scenarios, give a lot of possibilities. Then we come back and meet on Sunday and finalize to get it out. And that's what we do each week, with the exception of semifinal week. State semifinal week, we only meet midweek, and we draw out every possible scenario, and we contact each school to say, this is what you're going to get. This, if these two teams win, you're getting this game, to try to get that ahead of time, because it's Thanksgiving week. Mm-hmm. And if we wait till that Sunday, we're hurting. So
do you find some schools, Bo, that teams are having success, that when they get into that round, the school that would potentially host, that they know their team could be playing somewhere else? You've run into that a number of times, haven't you?
Yeah, and it used to be we had a handful of schools that say, we'll still host. That's just not the case anymore. It's tough to get people to work, and the people you're getting to work are the ones that want to go to the game. Mm-hmm. So that's tough. I mean, some of our best sites are successful teams. Wapakoneta, Upper Arlington, I mean, they're successful every year, and I don't get them, and they're phenomenal sites. But it's the way it is. I'm happy for them. They do a great job. They always help us in whatever they can help us in all sports. But, you know, it's I'm always looking at that. I always tell I tell the athletic director at Medina, because that's a great site for us, I tell him, I promise I won't root against your team.
as we wrap it up, we talk about sites. Back to Canton again this year in Stark County for the state championships. That's been such a great site for the OHSAA. Both sides love it, I know, and I know you're excited to go back to Canton again.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, we start that planning process really early, and because there's a lot of logistics there. But they do such a nice job of really planning some things to a T, especially as it relates to teams, arrival, buses, those types of things that can really make it be kind of a cluster. If you don't plan them, they plan it perfectly. So it really makes me, I'm able to concentrate on the games more, and I'm real excited about it.
Always appreciate your time, Bo. Thank you.
Sure.
And again, we thank Bo Rugg for spending some time with us. When we come back, we'll hear from broadcasters around the state of Ohio as we look ahead to this week's games. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association Football Playoff Preview Show.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Pro Football Hall of Fame invite you to Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium for the OHSAA Football State Championships, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Come to Canton and be part of the pinnacle of the high school football season. Visit OHSAA.org for playoff information and tickets, including special youth football team ticket packages. Make it a weekend to remember in Canton with the OHSAA and the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association, our student athletes are going pro at being
coachable,
a good student,
responsible,
dependable,
respectful,
a good student,
dependable,
a good teammate.
Representing my school,
I'm going pro at being
a good student.
Let's go pro at respecting the game.
Respect the game.
Respect the game.
Respect the game.
Health Action Council is a member-driven, not-for-profit organization that provides employers with best practices for a healthy workforce through leadership, innovative services, and collaboration. Health Action Council works with employers to improve the quality, cost, and value of healthcare. The Ohio High School Athletic Association and Health Action Council invite all Ohio schools to join us for the Healthy Kids Step It Up Challenge. Find out details at healthykidsgo.org.
Ohio Health Sports Medicine is proud to keep student-athletes healthy and in the game, and is the official sports medicine partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Serving Ohio since 1891, Ohio Health medical experts are now available in 47 counties and help keep athletes ready to compete and active adults on the road to healthy living. Log on to ohiohealth.com or call 614-566-GAME anytime. Ohio Health, elite care for every athlete.
Welcome back to the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show. Now it's time to break down the second round of the regional playoffs across the state with regional reports from broadcasters. We start first with Chris Solwicki, who takes a look at Southern Ohio.
Thanks very much, Marty. Region 27, Division 7 is where we begin today. Portsmouth Notre Dame, the number 8 team in that region, knocked off number 9 Shadyside, 34-14. They advance to face number 1 Danville on Friday night. Notre Dame 2-2 in the Southern Ohio Conference, good for third place. It's their 11th playoff appearance, number 4 in a row. Staying in Region 27, number 7, Crown City, South Galea. They were efficient in their win against number 10, New Matamoros Frontier, 56-14. That earns the Rebels a date with Beaver Eastern, the number 2 seed in the region. South Galea, 3-1 in the Southern Ohio Conference, good for second place. This is their 7th time in the tourney, 3rd time in a row. Going to Division 6, Region 24, number 7, Ironton Rock Hill won their first round tilt against London Madison Plains, 30-21. They'll square off against Cincinnati Country Day, the number 2 seed in Region 24. Rock Hill, 3-3 in the Ohio Valley Conference, good for 4th place. This is their 9th playoff appearance, number 4 in 5 years. And staying in Region 24, number 4, Portsmouth West defeated number 13, Chesapeake, 42-24. The Senators will now turn their attention to number 5, St. Bernard Elmwood Place. Portsmouth West, 5-1 at the Southern Ohio 2 Conference. Their only conference loss was to Wheelersburg, 36-6 in Week 10. This is their first ever playoff appearance. Get out, see a football game this weekend. It is epic.
Let's check in now with the southwest part of the state and go to the Cincinnati area with WCPO-TV's Mike Dyer.
Hey, everybody. Week 2 of the Ohio High School Football Playoffs, also known as the regional quarterfinals, here at Hamilton High School, as the Big Blue gets set to face Princeton in Sharonville this Friday night. Both teams have 9-2 records. Remember, Hamilton won 34-0 back in week 6. That's one of the marquee matchups in Division I, Region 4. How about Lakota East and Moeller first meeting since the 2021 season opener? Elder and Lakota West facing each other for the second straight year in the playoffs. And then St. Xavier at Winton Woods, first meeting between these two programs since 2007, first playoff meeting since 1998. Division II, Region 8, it's number one seed Anderson. They've outscored their opponents 566-93. The Raptors are going to host Vandalia Butler on Friday night. Kings at LaSalle, first meeting between those two programs since 2015. Harrison at Xenia and Mount Healthy Baden, a 4-5 matchup in Region 8. How about Division 3, Region 12, Wilmington at Wapakoneta, McNicholas at Bellbrook. Division 4, Region 16, Indian Hill at number one seed Clinton Massey, Brookville at Taft, Alter at Wyoming, and another intriguing matchup, and then Taylor at Germantown Valley View. In Division 5, Region 20, Madeira takes on Waynesville. Division 6, Region 24, St. Bernard Elmwood Place. The Titans captured their first playoff win in program history last week. They are at Portsmouth West on Friday night. Ironton Rock Hill at Cincinnati Country Day, a fabulous season for the Nighthawks. And then Purcell Marion at Anna as well. In Division 7, Region 28, Cincinnati College Prep is also in the regional quarterfinals. For the OHSA Playoff Preview Show, I'm WCPO 9 sports reporter Mike Dyer.
David Kinder checks in now from Cleveland's WKYC-TV.
I'm David Kinder from WKYC-TV with a look at the top football teams from Cleveland still playing in Week 12. Let's start in Division 1, Region 1, where the top seed Minner Cardinals will host 7-4 Strongsville. Minner beat Strongsville 44-17 in Week 9. Also in Division 1, it was not the regular season the defending state champion St. Edward Eagles had hoped for, going just 5-5, but St. Edward shut out Findlay in the playoff opener, and they are at 9-2 Whitmer this week. In Division 2, Mike Elder and the Avon Eagles have been rolling. They haven't played a close game since Week 3. They'll try to improve to 12-0 as they host 8-3 Olmsted Falls. After losing to North Royalton in the regular season finale, the Wadsworth Grizzlies turned around and played North Royalton again 7 days later, this time winning 38-7, and the 10-1 Grizzlies will travel to 9-2 North Ridgeville this week. In Division 3, 10-1 Gilmore Academy has a home playoff game against 8-3 Maple Heights. Jeff Rotsky's Villa Angela St. Joseph Vikings won on the road last Friday. They'll try to do it again this week as they travel to Youngstown Ursuline. 11-0 Streetsboro has outscored their opponents by an average of 48-7 this year, and they will host 9-2 Northwest. The Glenville Tarblooders are trying to three-peat as state champions. They'll travel to 11-0 West Branch, and in Division 7, Cuyahoga Heights will go to Western Reserve. Reporting for WKYC-TV in Cleveland, I'm David Kinder.
Let's move on now to Central Ohio, and from 97.1 The Fan in Columbus, here's Ryan Baker.
Thanks a lot, Marty. 26 teams from 8 different regions remain in the postseason from Central Ohio. Week 1 saw 3 huge upsets. 2 of them were in Division 1, Region 2, as 14th-seeded Dublin Kaufman knocked off 3rd-seeded Westland 49-42. What a game from Shamrock's quarterback Amari Valerio Hudson. He rushes for 370 yards and 7 touchdowns in the win. The Rocks head to Lebanon this week. In that same region, the 13th-seed Hilliard Bradley topped the 4th-seed Springfield 34-30. Springfield was the state runner-up in Division 1 3 straight seasons. Bradley gets a rematch with crosstown rival Hilliard Davidson this week. The other huge upset came in Division 2, Region 7, as 15th-seeded Worthington Kilbourne handed 2-seed Walnut Ridge their only loss of the season. It was the Wolves' first playoff win since 2020. They head to 7th-seeded Taze Valley Friday night. It was all chalk in Division 1, Region 3 last week. This week you get 2 huge rematches as the number 2-seed Pickerington Central hosts 7th-seed Pickerington North, and number 4 Olentangy Orange takes on number 5 Upper Arlington. There's a big matchup in Division 3, Region 11, as the 4-seed Licking Valley hosts the 5-seed Bloom Carroll. Valley shut out Indian Creek 48-0 last week, and Bloom won a thriller over Hartley 43-44. Old league foes renew a rivalry in Division 5, Region 19 this week as Harvest Prep hosts Columbus Academy. This 4-5 matchup will rekindle feelings from the old Mid-State League, Ohio. For high school football overtime on 97.1 The Fan in Columbus, I'm Ryan Baker.
Dave Hilliard is up next from Cambridge's AVC Communications.
Our preview of Eastern Ohio playoff football action starts in Division 6, Region 23. We got a pair of backyard brawls going on over here as Fort Fry, the number 4 seed, hosts number 5, Waterford. This game features two teams that are separated by just about a mile and the Muskingum River. Also, number 3, West Lafayette Ridgewood, they host number 11, Newcomerstown. And again, another backyard brawl. Those schools are about 10 miles apart. In Division 5, Region 19, number 11 seed, Union Local, they host number 14, Wheelersburg. Both teams upset winners in round one. Number 7, West Muskingum, they travel down onto the Ohio River to face Fairland, the number 2 seed. This game is a rematch from 2022, where West Muskingum won their first ever high school playoff game, 50-38. In Division 4, Region 15, a pair of undefeated teams are hosting games this weekend. Number 1, St. Clairsville, and number 2, Indian Valley. In a game that also should feature some offensive fireworks, number 3, New Lex, they host number 6, Logan Elm. New Lex, they average about 40 points a game, Logan Elm, 32. Finally, in Division 3, Region 11, number 2, Steubenville Big Red, they host the number 7 seed, Athens Bulldogs, and number 11 seed, Dover, they upset number 6 seed, Granville, in the first round, 33-0. They travel to Dresden to take on the Tri-Valley Scotties. I'm Dave Hilliard for AVC Communications in Cambridge.
And again, thanks to all those broadcasters for their reports. That'll do it for this look at this week's second round playoff games. Let's step aside for these messages from the OHSAA. And when we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Ohio Health Sports Medicine is proud to keep student-athletes healthy and in the game, and is the official sports medicine partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Serving Ohio since 1891, Ohio Health medical experts are now available in 47 counties and help keep athletes ready to compete and active adults on the road to healthy living. Log on to ohiohealth.com. or call 614-566-GAME anytime. Ohio Health, elite care for every athlete. Health Action Council is a member-driven, not-for-profit organization that provides employers with best practices for a healthy workforce through leadership, innovative services, and collaboration. Health Action Council works with employers to improve the quality, cost, and value of healthcare. The Ohio High School Athletic Association and Health Action Council invite all Ohio schools to join us for the Healthy Kids Step It Up Challenge. Find out details at healthykidsgo.org.
EA Graphics is the official state tournament merchandise partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. EA Graphics is on-site at OHSAA tournament contests with t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and many other apparel items. And it doesn't end when the tournament is over. Check out OHSAA tournament merchandise online at shopohsaa.com. That's shopohsaa.com. EA Graphics and the OHSAA wear a piece of history.
For the players on the court, cheerleaders on the sideline, and fans in the stands, Varsity Brands is a national leader in team athletic gear, school spirit, and championship memorabilia. Recognized and endorsed by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Varsity Brands partners with schools, coaches, and students to build school pride and student engagement. Visit varsitybrands.com for more information. Varsity Brands, elevating student experiences.
Before we wrap up this week's show, a reminder that statewide playoff brackets are available on the OHSA website at OHSAA.org, along with the football playoff histories of every school in Ohio. Looking ahead to the state championships, all session tickets are on sale at OHSAA.org/tickets. It includes a special ticket package with indoor access in the stadium club during and after every game. New this year, there is also a youth football team ticket package available for a game on Friday or Saturday in Canton. Spectrum News 1 is the official television partner of the OHSAA and will televise 3 second-round games. In addition to those 3 TV games, Spectrum will have 12 more games streamed online at OHSAA.tv. Check OHSAA.org for details. In our next playoff preview show, we'll go inside the regional semifinal pairings. On behalf of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, I'm Marty Bannister. Production assistance provided by Adam Dell and Yamo Media. Thanks for being with us for this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.